First of all, I want to thank all of you for coming who are in the sanctuary today, and those who are listening over the radio and the internet. We welcome you, and we welcome you to 2020. The Lord was faithful all of 2019, and we look forward to His faithfulness in 2020. And also, today we, as you hear God's word, we pray that you will experience His love, His power, and His comfort. When Pastor brings the message today, we all need God's word each and every day. But I know Pastor studied hard this week, and the Lord will give us ears to hear. If you're a visitor, we'd ask you to please fill out a registration card. You can obtain one from the usher in the back. And when the offering plate is passed, you can put it in, and Pastor Tomlinson would like to send you a note or call you, and you can to thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find the scripture, the sermon, in the bulletin. Also today, you can follow along with Pastor, and the scripture of the month is also found in the bulletin. It's in Romans chapter 7 and verse 6, and the scripture says, "But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." And now we're going to continue doing what we come to do, praising the Lord with your beautiful voices, with Tae Young on the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day. Happy New Year. You know, having Christmas and New Year's fall on a Wednesday, really, it's just been messing me up. Is it Monday? Is it Thursday? You know, it's like, but we really had a fun New Year's Eve service for the ones that were here. It's really great to just have fellowship and games. And then we had communion service right at almost midnight. And then we wished everyone a Happy New Year. It was a great, great time, great blessing for us. So why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 344, "I Must Tell Jesus," and we'll sing the first and the last. Special privilege we have, right? Knowing Jesus. And when we have those problems where we don't know really what to do, how to solve it, right? It's great to have someone to give it to solve, right? And then you can sleep. So just what a special privilege. Why don't we open up to our next song, 297, "God Will Take Care of You," 297. And we'll sing the first and the fourth.
We not despair, what our needs are.
And why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 269, Under His Wings. And why don't we all rise as we sing 269, Under His Wings.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to see everybody joining us this morning. What a blessing it is. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and rejoice in you that you have called us into your presence. You have gathered us together today to sing your praises, to pay attention to your word and your voice, and to learn to follow you in the good times and in the bad, that we would rejoice in your glorious presence and the greatness of your love, of your mercy and of your grace, that we would be used of you in a mighty way to grow and expand your kingdom. And Father, the psalmist tells us in Psalm 119:76, he says, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to your word unto your servant." And so, Father, we do pray for your merciful kindness. We do pray for your great love to be upon those who are enduring the afflictions of this world. And I pray for your divine spirit to be upon your people who are called by your name, to revive in them that new heart, to encourage in them your transforming and reforming power, that we would have a deep longing and a deep thirsting and hungering for your presence and for your word, that we would continue to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you would use us in a mighty way to share your love with those around us, that our neighbors and families and friends would see the reality of the greatness of your love and in the power of your transforming spirit. And Father, we pray that you would do a mighty work through us, to help us to be used by you as a beacon of hope and a light to life, that others may come and hear and see the wondrous glories that there are in Christ Jesus. And Father, we pray for those who are sick and who are dealing with diseases of this world, that you would bless them and comfort them and encourage them by your word and by your spirit. We lift up to you Christina Ida, who's not feeling well today. We pray for your blessing upon her. We pray for Lil Ida as she is having problems with her platelets and needs strength. She's tired and sore, so we pray for your help, for her health, for you to encourage her and strengthen her for your service. We pray for Raquel as she's been suffering with severe asthma and difficulties with breathing, that you would bless her with your strength. We pray for our friends, Leonard and Fernrise. If Leonard is still suffering some severe health issues, we pray for your comforting spirit and your healing touch. We lift up to you Jorge and Martha Peretti, as Jorge has heart issues and there's all kinds of other issues in their lives, and we pray for your comfort and your spirit, your healing power. We pray for our friend Monty Llewellyn, who's suffering with COPD and kidney failure and heart disease, that you would strengthen him to rejoice in your presence and glory. Lord, we lift up to you Karen Kruger's brother Frank in Karen's family. And Frank is weak, he's not eating, he's on hospice. Lord, we pray that you would encourage the family to rejoice in you, and that you would open up hearts and minds to the truth of your word and the reality of your presence and love. Lord, we lift up to you as well those that are dealing with tumors and cancer, for Gabus, the father of one of Christina Ida's co-workers, for Bob Jones' brother Ron, Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law Peter, Dinesh's daughter, Dinesh is a co-worker of Victor's, for Christina Ida's friend Carolyn. Lord, cancer is a challenging and difficult disease, but you can heal, and you can give comfort, and you can give your presence in the midst of the difficulties and challenges, that they would rejoice in you. And Lord, we're thankful as we hear of these families that are expecting to bring a new little one into this world. We pray for your hand of blessing upon Alicia Birchfield, expecting in January, Jacqueline Palmer, expecting in May. Pray for your divine spirit to be over these families and encourage them to raise up these families in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, to walk in your presence and to rejoice in you. We pray for your wisdom and guidance as we seek to know and understand your divine will. For Bethel, as we are looking into what we can do with our future facilities and the plans that we would like to do, we would like to see your plans, Lord. And we'd like to see the doors that you are opening and the doors that you're closing, that we would follow in your footsteps. We pray that we would be proactive in reaching out to the community around us, that you would give us wisdom and guidance on how to not just find people who are believers and bring them from one church to another, but that you would use us to grow and expand your kingdom, that new hearts and new lives would be redeemed and transformed by your power. And Father, I pray for Martha and Belle as she's looking at work, and she's looking at her housing situation, that you would bless her with your wisdom, your guidance, and your direction. We pray for Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted for their faith, that you would strengthen them to stand firmly and boldly in your divine presence. We lift up to you our missionaries who are serving throughout the world, being used of you to grow and expand your divine kingdom. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila, serving in various places in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco, serving in Bogota, Colombia, Martha Peretti, serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott, serving in Spain, Eusebia Merixa Perez, also serving in Spain, the Informed Choices Ministry, ministering to women in out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, instructing and training missionaries working throughout the United States. We pray that you would use them and strengthen them for your divine service. Lord, we pray for the offering that we're about to be received, that it be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the kingdom of God. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear and those who support the work of God as the ministering continues forward. Whether they are here in the sanctuary listening over KKMC radio, over the internet or CD, bless them with your divine power and strength to rejoice in the glorious riches which are in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you once again, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices and the great message in your song today. Again, I would like to welcome those who are listening over the radio and the internet, and like to welcome those again that are in the congregation and our sanctuary today. I see we have some new visitors and we have some old visitors. We welcome Melody and Dr. Anthony Laurel. We're glad you're with us today. And we're going to be studying in God's Word, and we're going to be studying in the book of Nehemiah, if we'll turn in our Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 5, and we're going to be reading through verses 5, 1 through 5. If you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word, Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And there was a great outcry of the people and their wives against their Jewish brethren. For there were those who said, "We, our sons and our daughters, are many. Therefore, let us get grain that we may eat and live." There were also some who said, "We have mortgaged our lands and vineyards and houses that we might buy grain because of the famine." There were also those who said, "We have borrowed money for the king's tax on our lands and vineyards, yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and indeed we are forcing our sons and our daughters to be slaves, and some of our daughters have been brought into slavery. It is not in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and our vineyards." Blessed be the reading of God's Word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, Father, we enter into your presence boldly by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We enter in to offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for what you have done for all of mankind. Father, in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, your word says, "Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all mankind." Therefore, Father, we bring the lost of the world this day, every man, woman, and child, from here to the farthest corner of the earth, before you, as we intercede. We use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. Father, we know that Satan would prevent them, these from hearing the truth if possible. We are human, but we don't wage war with human plans and methods. We use God's mighty weapons to knock down the devil's strongholds. With these weapons, we break down every proud argument that keeps people from knowing God. With these weapons, we conquer their rebellious ideas and teach them to obey Christ. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect laborers across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it. We believe that they will not be able to resist the wooing of your grace by the Holy Spirit. For you, Father, bring them to repentance by your goodness and your mercy and your love. We confess that we shall see who have never been told of Jesus. They shall understand who have never heard of Jesus. And they shall come out of the snare of the devil who has held them captive. They shall open their eyes and turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to our God. Father, now bless your word. Bless all your hearers and our pastor, Greg Tomlinson. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.